Oh yes, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to MPC Online Chat Show, MPC Radio. My name is Isaac Katarieva, and today is another wonderful day. It's the 27th, and we are feeling good. Today is another day for the RAP, or you can call it the Radio Assessment Program quiz. We usually have a quiz every Thursday and Friday. So you are in luck. In case you're just tuning in right now, you have come on time. We have three new members. We have an Elijah in the house, we have Angelina, and we have another special person called Bo. She's around, and we are doing it together. Thank you so much for listening. And now, my people are ready, and I know you guys out there are also ready, yeah? Are you guys ready here?
Yes.
Okay, now we're going to start with the introductions, eh? We start from this side, eh? From this side.
Elijah
Chiwumulo.
Hello, dear listeners of NPC Radio. Thank you for tuning up. My name is Bambari Kelly.
Yeah, he's the champion for yesterday. Our very first champion in the rap quizzes. Okay, let's go.
Hello, everyone. That's listening. My name is Angelina.
Nice to meet you, Angelina. And then we go to you.
Hello everyone, my name is Calvin. I want to thank you for tuning into NPC
Online Church Radio. Thank you so much.
Hello everyone, my name is Bolden.
Thank you so much for coming, Bo.
Hello everybody, my name is Mwangzi Benjamin. Thanks for tuning in.
Yes, that's Benjamin, and then we have someone else behind there.
Hello everybody. My name is Ethan, and thank you for listening to
this
video. Yeah, and then...
Hello guys, my name is Gordon Daigo, Prince Christopher, and thank you for tuning on. Yeah, always there. Thank you.
Yes, and then lastly...
Hello everyone, my name is Conrad. Thank you for tuning to NPC Radio and Online Church, and keep tuning into it.
All right. Now the introductions are done. We have 9 people in the studio, and they are going to face off in this new quiz for today. In today's edition of the quiz, we have something from every subject. As usual, we go to history, we go to geography, we go to everything, really, yeah? So the questions cut across, eh? So you guys, the new guys, don't be afraid. If you are a science guy, your question is probably in here. If you are a history guy, you have your question in here. If you are a biology guy, there is something for you, eh? Yeah, so don't be scared. Thank you very much for tuning into MPC Online Church, MPC Radio. We are just kicking off. We are kicking this off. And we are so glad to be doing this for you. So now, the very first question. Eh? Yesterday, I brought easy questions. People were just eating through the questions. I know we have a champion right now, but that champion, he's the champion for last time. I don't think he's going to be champion today. Let's see how hard he does it. But our very first question is going to come from Africa and the world. Okay? You have to be knowing Africa and the world around Africa. And it goes like this. Which of the following is both a member of the African Union and completely surrounded by water? A. Rwanda. B. Lesotho. C. Eswatini. D. Burundi. Which one of the following is both a member of the African Union and completely surrounded by another country? A. Rwanda. B. Lesotho. C. Eswatini. D. Burundi. The first hand was Wambale's.
Lesotho.
Yes. Ah, he got it right. Okay. Wambale is getting ready to steal the crown again. He is getting ready to steal the crown again, but I don't think this is going to be simple this time around, eh? Okay, that was only the first question. So now the second question is coming from history and government. You are ready? You know you guys are ready. So the question is, the term Bisamiro legislature. Do you know this Bisamiro legislature? But it's too much for you. It's too much for you. You know, I've been wanting to give you guys questions you cannot handle, but this is again too boring, eh? Okay. Now let's go for this. Let's go for this one. Who among these was not a leader during Africa's early post-independence period? A. Kwame Nkrumah. B. Patrice Lumumba. C. Nelson Mandela. D. Julius Nyerere. Who among these was not a leader during Africa's early post-independence period? Your hand was up first.
B.
What is B? Patrice Lumumba? Wrong. Okay, the chance is yours now.
D.
Now you're just going D, F, B, C, D until you get the right answer. That is wrong as well. Let me give him a chance to take his first point home.
Come on.
No, it's wrong too. Okay, now there's too many wrongs. By now you already know the answer. Do you know the answer though?
Yes.
Before I add this guy a second chance to double the lead, let me give Conrad a chance to redeem himself. What is the answer? No, it's not. Now it has failed too much. That question is now invalid. The answer is C, Nelson Mandela, and we have moved on. Thank you so much for listening to MPC Online Church. And now this next question is going to come from science, technology, and logic.
Yeah.
Okay. In a neutral atom, the number of protons is equal to the number of A, neutrons, B, electrons, C, nuclei, D, molecules. Let me give you a chance. You went first.
B.
What is B? What's the answer? I need someone who knows the answer. Not someone who's just going to say B, A, C, D, B, A. Because anyone can say that. What is the answer?
Electrons.
Electrons is the right answer. Yeah, and he has it right as well. You see, those are the rules now, eh? If you are saying an answer, you say B and say the answer, eh? Okay?
What if you've forgotten its position?
You cannot forget its position. If you know it, you know it. No one can lie to you. And now, the next question. The next question is coming from literature, languages, and arts. You guys know the book Animal Farm, right?
Yes.
Now, Animal Farm by George Orwell is best described as A. One of these words, eh? The first word, option A, is fable. Option B is comedy. Option C is romance. And option D, biography. Which one is the answer? You had your hand up first.
Comedy.
Nah, wrong. He had his second.
Biography.
No, wrong. If the next one fails, it's invalid.
Romance.
No, it's wrong. That's an invalid question now. Three people have failed it. The answer is fable. Animal Farm is referred to as a fable because it has animals talking. That's fable. Okay? So let's keep going. Let me see if you guys get this. This time round, only two people have passed questions, eh? And two questions have been ruled invalid. just two people. And now we are going to the next part, which is math and analytical reasoning. The first question in math is, what is the square root of 225? A, 10, B, 12, C, 14, D, 15. Ethan?
The answer is 15.
The answer is 15 indeed. Ethan passed that one and he has 5 points for that. So we have three people with five points. It's a tie for three people, only three people. So the rest are going to have to pull up their socks in the next round because we are still going. But hey, it's all good. So now the next math question is, you listening?
Yes.
If you are answering this within 5 seconds, okay, not doing too much, no overthinking, it's a very simple question, okay? If 2x minus 5 equal to 13, what is the value of x? 5, 4, 3,
18.
2, no, wrong.
20.
Wrong. No answer. Flat question again.
10.
Nah, the answer is 9. The answer is 9. You have all missed out on it. Okay, that is another flat question. I knew this one was not going to be very easy. Yesterday we didn't have flat questions, but now we have some of them. And now we have gone to the Bible. We have gone to the Bible. What does the Bible say is the beginning of wisdom? The first hand was... But let me give Angelina a chance now.
Knowledge.
No. Knowledge is not the right answer, huh? Now it's yours because you...
The fear of the Lord.
The fear of the Lord is the right answer. He has it right. And he has another 5 points. Okay. That's Calvin, right?
Yes.
Calvin has more 5 points. Angelina already has 5 points from earlier. We have Kelvin with 5 points and Ethan with 5 points. No one else has points here. Okay? Yeah, now we're going ahead. And our visitors are also on the way. They're about to get here. But before they come, let's keep going because I know this is going to be good. The next question is, what is the function of a modem in internet communication? A, stores data. B, transmits sound. C, converts digital signals. And D, powers routers.
Transmit sound.
No, wrong.
Powers routers.
Wrong.
Transform data.
Huh?
Z.
Wrong.
Storing data.
Wrong.
Invalid.
Invalid.
Invalid question. Modems convert digital signals. Okay, that is another question. Okay. Let me hope you guys pass the next one. Hope you guys pass the next one. And it is also going to come from civilized life, Civical life, okay. Which of the following is a civic responsibility? Listen. Which of the following is a civic responsibility? A, owning property. B, voting in elections. C, starting a business. And D, using social media. You go first.
Voting in elections.
Voting in elections. That's all right. Okay. He has that one. So now, our visitors are already in the house and we are going to be working with them in a bit. But for now, thank you so much for tuning into MPC on the Church of MPC Radio. We love you so much. Our people are leaving. And it's the end of the quiz. The winners should be happy by now. Are you guys happy?
One winner.
Yeah, one winner. But today it's a tie because our visitors are early. And now we're going to do it with them. And we come back for the second part tomorrow. You guys don't forget. Tomorrow morning, second part, okay?
Yes.
All right, bye-bye. Have a nice day. And see you when you come. My name is Isaac Katarieba, and right now we are shifting gears for the next session, which is going to be very nice. We have visitors from the Netherlands, and we cannot wait to give you what they have to offer. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.